Anchorage-based Quintillion has announced plans to go live with its fiber optic project on December 1st of this year. Quintillion's Vice President of External Relations, Christina Wolston, says in order to stay on schedule, the company will have three vessels in Alaska waters this summer to install 40 more miles of fiber, which wasn't completed last year.
Because we needed more time to get the burial depth that we needed off of Prudhoe Bay and Oliktok Point. So that one critical piece is what we have left to install this summer. But the rest of the fiber that's currently installed is up and running and in test mode. And so we're able to see all of the connections and how the signals are moving.
After all the connections are made between the sea-based cable and the land-based cable, Wolston says the testing phase will have to continue.
Once the cable, the fiber is installed, then we have to do a series of interconnections and splices with the existing fiber. And then our customers, the telecommunications providers, then they need to do their interconnections with our system to make sure that the equipment is speaking to each other. And then, yes, I don't know if it's an easy button or flip a switch, but the signal goes live.
Fiber between Fairbanks and Dead Horse has been running since April. It's the initial connection for the rest of the coastal communities included in Quintillion's project. Besides Nome, there are land-based fiber connections in Kotzebue, Utqiagvik, Wainwright, Point Hope, and Prudhoe Bay.